Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring us whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number three, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. That's freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the draft, or as it's now being termed, National Service. John Edwards, one of the Democratic presidential candidates, was recently actually here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from.
Well, anybody who's a presidential candidate has to come through New Hampshire, and they might as well come to Keene, right?
Right, and apparently that's what's been happening. And he has apparently, at his most recent engagement, been promoting his... of course, he's trying to promote himself as an anti-war candidate, which we all know is not true. He voted for the Iraq War. And even if he's against it now, it doesn't mean that he's against war. It means he's against the Iraq War, and so he can't be counted on for to oppose nation building. He can't be counted on for anything like that. He's just another politician. But he's going to be anti-Iraq War at the same time promoting national service, which, in case you don't know, that's the draft. It's the return of the draft. The selective service system is still in place. It's still there. They still have draft registration in this country if you're a male. And now he's talking about actually expanding it from beyond just males to everybody. He wants every American to have the opportunity to serve their country. But of course, it's not an opportunity at all. It's coercion. You're forcing people to join to work for the government. That's what he's talking about. And that's what the National Service Plan is all about.
And crappy pay, too, and poor living conditions.
That's right. But you should feel good because you're serving the community.
You know, if it was serving, you'd have the option of doing it.
Well, exactly right. And there is no option when it comes to conscription. You're forced in. And if you don't want to go, you're going to go to a jail cell. And if you don't want to go to that jail cell, then they're going to maybe kill you. Maybe because if the cops come to throw you in a jail cell and you resist, well, I mean, they might shoot you. So I don't think that's very appropriate in the so-called land of the free. In a country where there's an actual prohibition in the Constitution itself, in the Bill of Rights, the 13th Amendment, prohibiting slavery. But apparently the government's exempt from that amendment.
Oh, it's not slavery if the government says it's not.
Well, I guess it's not slavery if they don't call it slavery, right? They're going to call it national service. In fact, William Norman Gregg at LouRockwell.com points out in his article that conscription is chattel slavery of the most pernicious variety. It is intrinsically immoral and entirely unconstitutional. The Bible even records that when the apostate Israel, sought a king, the prophet Samuel offered a detailed warning of the tyranny and corruption the monarchy would bring in its train. The very first curse that he mentioned was conscription. Conscripts were employed in King George III's war against the American colonies, along with enlistees and mercenaries. On one occasion, writes Stanley Weintraub in his book, a group of hungry British soldiers on short rations were shot while foraging for potatoes in an open field, and General Burgoyne warned, "The life of a soldier is the property of the king," and that any redcoat caught venturing beyond British lines would be instantly hanged. So that was the British that shot their own troops, in case you didn't catch that.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah,
no.
They shot their own guys.
Well, you know, I know that they hung, hanged, I'm not sure how you, in that particular instance, how you use that word, but I know that they hanged quite a few British soldiers for, you know, desertion or whatever, and I guess they couldn't have gotten very far, right?
The life of the soldier is the property of the king, or the president, or dictator. Such is the nature of conscription, which is why it has no place in any society that claims to be free. In defending the Lincoln regime's imposition of conscription during the war between the states, the New York Times published a House editorial in 1863 that digested the case for the draft to one simple proposition. Quote, "Our national authority has the right under the Constitution to every dollar and every right arm in the country for its protection." That is the country, the protection of the government.
Right.
As I have pointed out before,
that's a bunch of big government crap there.
Yeah. This makes obvious the fact that through conscription, the subjects exist to protect the government rather than the government existing to protect citizens. Bernard, which goes back to my point that I was making the other night about why it is you can't count on government to protect you. As far as an invading country is concerned, the government's just going to protect its infrastructure. And it's going to conscript people in order to do that. And the government's not protecting you. That's just a fantasy.
And if you take it a step further, you know, with all the rampant mercantilism we have in this country, that special interests also dictate what wars are fought and why, even though they're sold as something totally different.
Sure, yep. Absolutely. The lobbyists are just as much policymakers, it seems, as the legislators or the president. So, you know, whatever the biggest lobby with the most money wants is what we get. And it looks to me like the oil lobby had probably something to do with what's going on in Iraq.
Sure.
Here's another look into the mindset of these control freaks. Bernard Baruch, Woodrow Wilson's commissar for war production. Remember the guy that got elected because he said he was going to keep us out of war? And also Woodrow Wilson, one of the guys with very famous anti-liberty quotes in regards to education. He was one of the guys that put together the socialist education system here.
I imagine he has a great deal of anti-liberty quotes.
He was also the first one in known history to actually say that the United States should make the world safe for democracy.
Yep. So here he is. This isn't Woodrow Wilson, but it's one of his right-hand men, Bernard Baruch. Similarly blunt in his description of the World War I era war socialism system for which conscription provided a foundation. Quote, "Every man's life is at the call of the nation, and so must be every man's property. We are living today in a highly organized state of socialism." This is an American person who said this. "The state is all. The individual is of importance only as he contributes to the welfare of the state. His property is his only as the state does not need it."
What?
He must hold his life and possessions.
All I'm hearing is Stalin. What is that?
This is an American. This is the commissar for war production under Woodrow Wilson's administration.
Oh, my God.
But I haven't finished the quote yet. "His property is his only as the state does not need it. He must hold his life and possessions at the call of the state." Unquote.
Forget that.
Yuck. I'm flabbergasted. That sounds like communist tripe.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. It's state-worshipping mentality, the idea that the state came before the people. And, of course, it's in direct contradiction with the founding fathers of the Declaration of Independence and, you know, the concepts behind this country. The concept behind the American government is that government was created by the people. We, the people, we consented to create this government in order to protect certain, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. But people like this guy believe that the state came first. He believed the state created people, and the people must live to serve the state.
Did he write this, or did he say it in a speech? Because I think there'd be a lot of people back in that era of America who probably would have stoned him if he said it out in public.
Not sure. It's not clear here where that was. Edwards, but I guess if you want to look it up, look up Bernard Baruch, Baruch, and right. Maybe you can find that out.
But what it shows is the thrust of thought that was sort of where they steered America from Woodrow Wilson on.
Right. Yeah. This was what they were thinking 100 years ago, and it's just been getting worse from there.
Right.
Edwards wants, this is John Edwards again, who's calling for the return to the draft, but he's calling it national service. He wants to remove U.S. troops from Iraq while designating a strategic plan to deal with the genocidal intercommunal war that has been made inevitable by U.S. intervention. This would require a large permanent U.S. presence in the region and almost certainly mean involvement in military conflicts beyond Iraq. This, in turn, will mean expanding the ranks of the military through involuntary servitude, with civilian service being treated as a concomitant civic responsibility. Assuming that Muslim radicals hate us for our freedom, the Edwards approach would solve that problem by extinguishing it. Ron Paul's approach is much better. End the war, bring the troops home, resume the practice of genuinely even-handed diplomacy abroad, and reduce the size and expense of domestic government by several orders of magnitude. Opposition to conscription is an obvious and indispensable element of that program, and one that would capture the attention of freedom-focused young people. Ron Paul's anti-imperialist campaign has already gone viral. Imagine how his campaign would expand and prosper if he mounted a youth appeal focusing on a promise to not let the state steal their future through conscription. Let's go to the phones and talk to Mike in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Well, I came to New Hampshire originally from North Carolina. I just moved up here last summer.
Congratulations.
The first term that John Edwards was in the Senate, he voted against a bill that had been introduced to end selective service. Now, this bill, the Pentagon spokespeople who testified about this bill said, yeah, we really think that the selective service system, it serves no good purpose for national security, We really think it's a waste of money and a waste of time.
Hang on, Mike. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. But Edwards voted against it. Says he's in favor of forced servitude. The draft. More coming back. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Martin. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features for free, including updates. You just get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
As we go back to the phones and to the amplifier line, returning to Mike in New Hampshire. Now, Mike, you were telling us that you'd come from North Carolina, which apparently is the state where, I guess, John Edwards is from. And the only reason we're talking about this douche is because he supports the draft. He has been advocating for national service, which is sort of the kinder, gentler version of the draft, in that the only thing that's really changed is instead of forcing everyone into the military, they're going to force people into various different areas of the government. That's
it,
all.
It also makes the unemployment rate look smaller, too.
Really?
Yeah, because once these people are in the military, if they're out of work, then the unemployment rate's lower.
I see. Well, I don't know. It's going to be a random system, as I understand it, so it would still only hit people on a random basis, allegedly. But nonetheless, you were saying that apparently he shot down or voted against a bill that was to eliminate the Selective Service, right?
Right. This was pre-September 11th. This was when he first got into the Senate. It would have been 98 or 99. As I said, the Pentagon spokesmen who were there to testify about this bill, the Pentagon was in favor of the bill to end Selective Service. They said it was a waste of resources, that it did not contribute anything to national security, et cetera. I first came in contact with Edwards when I wrote to ask him to support this bill, and not only did he vote against the bill, shoot it down, but he sent me a letter back bragging about, first of all, having voted this bill down, and second, that he was working for mandatory national service. This has been his hobby horse all along. I mean, this is his big issue. He, even in his home county in North Carolina, he got community service made mandatory for high school graduation.
Mm-hmm. That's how it was. Now, that's how it was down in Sarasota. You had to do 75 hours of so-called community service to graduate.
You're kidding me?
No,
it's like prison.
Well, I bunked. You know, I sort of fudged it. I just got somebody to sign off on a piece of paper. I mean, that's what they required, is that you show somebody who's an adult who has signed off claiming that you have done such and such. And so I just got somebody to sign off for me. But, yeah, that's what they require.
Right. Well, he bragged about this. And so my response, and this has probably got me on his shoot-on-site list, my response was that I think he's mistaken because Southern candidates aren't supposed to run on the pro-slavery platform anymore. That went out in 1865.
Nice.
But he, his plan was on the website when he was running for vice president. And I don't know if you may remember, but Aaron Rousseau, who was working to get the Libertarian nomination, raised a big stink about that and got them to pull it off of their website because they were so scared of the big deal he was making about it. But the really nasty thing about this mandatory national service is that it's not going to be a lottery. It's not going to be random, and you're not going to get a choice.
Oh, really?
The idea is that everyone between 18 and 26 will have to serve at least 2 years of national service.
And that's under Edwards' plan? Because everybody's got their own different version
right.
of this plan.
This is the plan that was posted on his website back when he was running for vice president.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very much in line with, I don't know if you remember the bill that, the Democrat from New York, his name is
Charles Rangel. He's the one that brings it back every single year.
Right. He's got that bill out there. And basically that's what Edwards was supporting. And in that bill, if you read it, it's mandatory national service for everybody between 18 and 26. And it's not a case of, well, you know, I'll go into the Army and do my service, or no, I don't want to deal with the Army. No, the deal is that the military gets first shot at everybody who comes in, and anybody they don't want then goes into AmeriCorps or something like that. So basically, and they said that the purpose of this was to provide, essentially, they don't use these terms, but labor battalions that will go places like Afghanistan and Iraq. So your choice, well, not even your choice, actually, you will end up in a combat zone either with a rifle or without a rifle, but it's not your choice.
Now, my understanding of this whole national service thing was that you got the choice, and you're disputing that, that you get to choose between the military, or if you wanted to, you could do some Peace Corps thing or, I don't know, hand out blocks of cheese to poor people or whatever.
That's the way it works in most of the socialist countries around the world that have mandatory national service, and that's the way that a lot of the kinder, gentler national service people want to push it. But, in fact, if you read the bill, that's not what it says. It says that, you know, the military decides if they want you. If they don't want you, then you go to...
That makes sense. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I totally believe what you're saying. The way it would work would be if you got the draft, if you, when you get into this national service program, if you make it a loud enough objection and you basically tell them, well, you know, if you want to put me in the military, I'm just going to sit there. You know, I'm not going to do anything. So if you object loudly enough about it, then the military probably won't want you, and so then they'll move you into that alternate program. You think?
That's probably one of the things that will happen. Of course, something you were discussing earlier about, you know, people being considered property. Now, I'm a 10-year veteran of the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things people don't realize is they make no bones about it. You are considered property.
Right, right.
Soldier. And I saw people in the military, if they injured themselves through what the Army determined was their own negligence and rendered themselves incapable of performing their duty, they could be charged with damaging government property. And if they got a tattoo that was not authorized, or I saw a case where a guy got some pretty blatant hickeys from his girlfriend that weren't covered up, they charged him with defacing government property.
I heard a story about a guy who got a sunburn.
Right, yeah, sunburn can do it, too. Yeah.
Wow, I've never heard of that before. That is outrageous. So you don't even own yourself anymore at all, is what you're
saying. And that's why people don't realize it, but go in the military and they will use you as a guinea pig for human trials and vaccines.
Well, so the same thing will happen to these kids in national service. They'll join up for national service and they won't own themselves for 2 years or whatever the term is.
It's actually longer than 2 years. That's just the minimum they have to serve.
Right.
And look what's happening with the National Guardsmen. They're getting 3 and 4 calls of duty, and they're supposed to only have 1 or 2.
Well, there you go. Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is pretty scary, huh? I mean, people are actually advocating this. John Edwards making this one of his campaign platforms, apparently, at this point. And he's not the only one out there. Charles Rangel, there are people on, you know, both sides of the aisle that I think would like to see this happen. And it's dangerous. Dangerous to your liberty and dangerous to freedom.
Good time to shut it down.
If you support the idea, though, I really want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Maybe you could explain to us why this national service is really a good thing. Maybe we've made a mistake. I doubt it, though. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features free, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, two sizes. Will fit virtually any internet connection, and they're there for you, freetalklive.com. Did you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. And KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you to be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. As we go to the phones and to the fun, it is James in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Great.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I was talking or listening to you talk about that draft and national service and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been drafted or anything like that, but I've been talking to some folks, and they say that when you go into the draft board and, you know, like they're calling up troops and all that stuff, there's a line that you have to step across.
Mm-hmm.
You step across this line and you'll be in the Army. Well, I've heard that you could just not step across the line.
Not stepping across that line today, Sergeant.
Yep, I've heard that too. We've actually we read on the air, I think it was a couple of years ago, a very extended, detailed sort of description of this supposed line and this theory. And it is an interesting theory. And I think that if you ended up in an area where there was a strange line on a floor and they were trying to get you to cross it, you probably shouldn't. But I don't know if I would ever want to go into that military facility in the first place.
Right, I don't want to get that far.
Yeah,
that's true. But I mean, there's folks that want to get their college or school loans and stuff like that, you know, and that's some of that's predicated on you signing up for the draft in some states, you know.
That's true. You're right. That's what they say on your draft card is that if you don't fill out the draft card, then you will, you know, you won't be able to get a federal loan. But hey, you know, that's the price you pay for freedom is you don't get to get bennies from the federal government. So
big debt,
not concerned.
Well, and I think that's how they get around that 13th Amendment prohibition on slavery. It isn't enforced because you volunteered. You stepped over the line. So.
Yep, I've heard that before, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It would make sense because lawyers are sneaky like that, right? You know, they'll tell you that you must show up. And, of course, we talked to Robert Menard at thinkfree.ca, and he points out that they redefine words in law, and it turns out that the word must doesn't actually mean what you think it means. And, you know, all these words that you think you know what they mean, they don't actually mean those things when it comes to the law. And so it would make sense that, you know, in order to not violate the 13th Amendment, they haven't actually made it mandatory. They've just managed to trick people into volunteering, sort of.
I would love to see the fine print on the contract you sign when you sign up for the military,
mm-hmm.
and just actually read it. That would be really interesting. It would be probably tough to get one out of the office to look at it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cops won't even let you take a complaint form home with you. Bureaucrats don't like letting go of their paperwork. Let's continue with the calls. It's Mac in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mac.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Great, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that I think the National Service is a great idea.
No, you don't. Come on. What do you mean? Seriously?
Well, actually, when you take freedom away from people, like right now, everybody in this country is losing all their freedoms.
That's right.
And so if you take the people that think they're free and show them that they're not free, a National Service, when they get out of their, you know, their deal with the government, when they get out, they're going to be more likely to join your program, you know, the Free State program.
Yeah, but that's presuming they live through it, Mac. And
well,
also,
hey,
I'm not willing to sacrifice the young for some proposed future benefit.
I lived through it, you know,
And you were drafted?
No, I was never drafted. I actually volunteered.
Mm.
But all I'm saying is right now, today, in this world, it's not like back in, you know, 63, they used propaganda, you know, to get us into the war. Now they're using propaganda to get us into another war.
Right.
But every time you use propaganda to get somebody to go fight and kill people, they come back with a whole new perspective. You know what I'm saying? They grow. And maybe
there's no doubt about it. I mean, Mark, you grew while you were in jail for 9 years, but that didn't mean it was something you should have gone through.
I would say it was a very positive experience for me being in a maximum security.
Should every student
maximum security prison?
Should every 18-year-old in America have to spend 2 years of their life in prison?
I think they would learn something from the experience.
Sure.
Something very, very valuable.
They would come out, and they'd be more willing to stand up for what is right and what is free.
Well, that's a presumption on your part. Certainly there would be some people that thought that. Others might buy into to all the brainwashing. They might buy into the propaganda. They might buy into the idea that, hey, I'm serving my country. Because they'll be indoctrinating the kids year after year in high school.
You know, I've called you guys, you know, several times. And, mm-hmm. and I served, you know, and I did my thing. And I got out, and I thought I was a good American, and I did the right thing. I was a firefighter after I got out of service, and blah, blah, blah. You know, I did everything according to what I was taught. And over the years, I've learned that, you know, everything I was taught has turned out to be a total propaganda thing.
It's true. So, you're right. And I'm sorry you had to learn that the hard way, but I don't think that we should take your experience and Mark's experience, you know, the experiences of being abused by the system and institutionalize that. I don't think that the way to rescue kids from their ignorance is by enslaving them for 2 years. I think that we can help convince young people and older people alike of the benefits of liberty simply by talking to them instead of
sharing the experiences that we had in both the military and in prison.
Right. So I don't think that enslaving kids is the solution.
But all I'm trying to say is it's easier to wake somebody up when they're in it rather than somebody that's out of it that doesn't see it.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, when somebody has been abused by the state, they're certainly much more receptive to the message of liberty. But, you know, the fact is, we don't need slavery to make that happen. As these young people become adults and get out into the real world, they'll inevitably encounter the government. The government taking their money, the government enforcing regulations and rules on them. And eventually that's going to that's going to bring them around to our position as well, especially if we're out there constantly making the points about freedom and liberty over and over again. And I appreciate the call, Mac. Thank you. 800-259-9231.
I was going to say, I don't think we have to go that far. I think there's already a mass awakening happening now just over the Ron Paul thing, about a lot of things, even the Ed Brown case.
Right.
And this, and Aaron Russo's film, all these things are contributing to this, and I don't think it's going to get that far. I think that we'll be able to stop this encroachment of the state over our lives in a relatively short period of time.
And it's an information renaissance. It's an information awakening. And, you know, we're spreading the word on a voluntary basis about freedom and liberty and showing people that this is the right thing to do. And that's what Ron Paul is doing. And that's what we're doing. And other activists and the Libertarian Party and the Republican Liberty Caucus. And it's all, you know, it's all building over time. More people are coming into the movement. More people are talking to their friends and their family members about it. We don't need to throw kids to the wolves just to help them understand that that liberty is a good thing.
Well,
that's dangerous. Well, you just can't take kids and use them for your purposes in that way. I understand that he's got good intentions there, but I don't think that's an appropriate solution.
You know, I understand the trap that sort of brings about, that he's falling into there. I have said out of my own mouth that I think everybody should do 2 years in prison.
But you're being facetious. You don't really mean that.
I sort of mean it, in that I think that it was a great experience for me. I learned so much about, humility and, powerlessness and just all kinds of things about my life. I grew up in prison. I was 18 years old when I went to prison. I was 27 when I got out.
Right.
So, you know, I likely would have learned a great deal outside of prison, but I wasn't outside of prison.
Right.
So there you go.
1-800-259-9231. So, yes, of course you're going to learn something when you're forced into military service. You'll learn how, or forced into any bureaucratic service, you'll learn how bureaucracies are inefficient and slow and stupid and ignorant and have lack of incentive. But then again, there's also the chance that they could be brought even further down the road of misinformation and propaganda. Because remember, these kids are being propagandized every year in their government schools. Then they're going to spend 2 years under the complete control of the state, and that's going to result in some really negative reactions as far as just more indoctrination is concerned. You take control. This is Free Talk.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-0000. 8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free that we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying my house at house.freetalklive.com.
It is house. Bought that thing yet?
Yeah, well, they will eventually, I'm sure, because the price is right now. At this point, if it doesn't sell, then I should just take it off the market because I need to make something out of it. And $175,000 for a 3-2 by the minutes away from the beach in sunny Sarasota, Florida.
It's Sarasota. Everything's minutes from the beach.
It's perfect. It's a but this is less minutes than some other places in Sarasota. it's a perfect location for like a secondary home or a primary home, even a vacation sort of a residence. And it's the former Free Talk Live studio. So our old soundproof room is still there. So if you
go in there and scream your head off.
You can maybe put a baby in there or something like that.
Let it scream its head off.
Right.
I don't think that's the greatest idea in the world.
Or realistically, if you're a musician, it'd be a perfect recording studio, or even if you're a radio person or whatever, or tear the crap off the walls.
Yeah.
House.freetalklive.com is where you go to learn more about it, and that would be a big help to me. House.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Paul in Maryland on the amplifier line. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm an ex-Marine, so I want to comment on that gentleman's that called in and said that more people should go to the military due to the draft or selective service, he said.
Yeah, his idea was that if we force kids into the military, then they'll get out and they'll want to be free. They'll want liberty and they'll be more susceptible to the message of freedom.
I was fortunate to join voluntarily at a later age, and I saw these young kids go in with me in the Marine Corps boot camp. And I can tell you right now, I believe that Mark probably had it hard in prison, but in the Marine Corps, you can't even go to the bathroom without permission.
Wow!
And so I really truly believe, and I agree with Mark that when I came out of there, before I went in, I took a lot of stuff for granted, but coming out, I don't any longer.
So if you actually peed your pants or something in the military, that would sort of be defacing government property, right? This is what we were talking about before. You're owned by the government, and
no, they actually forced you to do that. They would force 8 canteens of water down our throat, and we would have to pee our rag.
What?
Because you can't go to the restroom until an hour after taps. But anyways, this is the reason why I'm calling you guys, because I'm in huge turmoil.
All right.
Is there anybody that is very, very, very close to you?
What? Meaning, like physically?
Yeah, like somebody that's very important to you. Do you have?
Yeah, of course, sure.
Now, when you have somebody that's important to you outside of your radio station, because you guys are very, I don't want to say lucky because you put a lot of hard work into this, but you have the opportunity to get on the air and talk you know, with each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm not in New Hampshire yet, but I will be there soon.
Right.
And when you talk to somebody that's very important to you, and they just flat out tell you that you might as well just go ahead and put a gun to your head, how do you come back to that? You know, how do you, you know, they agree, you know, I'm talking about my family members, people that are very close to me, and...
Why would they say that you should put a gun to your head?
Because they say that's all I talk about is liberty and freedom.
And so they're tired of hearing about it, basically?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's so much that they're tired of hearing about it. Like, if we happen to be sitting around and something will happen, like the Baltimore, you know, Baltimore was getting past that curfew, right?
Okay.
And I was like, look, if that passes, I'm out of here now.
Mm.
You know, and they're like, why you got to be so negative? I said, I'm not being negative. I'm just telling you that's just an infringement upon people's liberties to be able to walk around the streets or drive down to Baltimore.
Right.
Well, that needs to be said. So don't feel bad for saying it. If they don't want to hear it, then sooner or later, the state's going to encroach on them enough where it'll be too late for them to say anything.
Well, this is where they come back, Wayne. They say, well, you know, if you're right, then you can tell me that you're right. I said, but look, it's going to be too late.
That's right.
So then they told you to put a gun to your head? Because
my uncle, I went down to visit my mother in Southern Maryland, and we were down there talking, and he was going off about taxes and a whole bunch of other stuff, and I was telling him about the book that I'm writing. And I said, look, it's inspired by you. And he's like, what do you mean? And I explained why I was inspired by him, and then we started talking about you know, your signature. And I was like, you know, look, are you familiar with red light cameras? And he's like, yeah. I said, well, if you get a ticket going through a red light camera, you get a ticket, don't you? He's like, yeah. I said, well, how do you get the ticket physically? He goes, it gets mailed to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, did you sign anything? He's like, no. I said, okay, well, let's say you went through a traffic light where there was no red light cameras and a police officer pulled you over. You're forced to sign that ticket. And if you don't sign that ticket, you go to jail. And I was like, listen, how is it that you don't understand this, I mean, that you understand it, but you can't put it together? He goes, Paul, then you don't believe in any laws. And I said, no, you're taking it wrong. He's like, look, I don't know why you're getting so upset about this. I said, I'm not getting upset about it. I just want to talk. He said, just put a gun to your head and kill yourself. He goes, look, and all my family members say this. They go, look, we can't worry about this every day. We want to just live our lives.
Well, you know, when you think about the Founding Fathers, America wasn't rising up against the King of England. They were doing what they were told.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what most Americans do.
A few loud people who just simply wouldn't or couldn't take it, you know, they made a bunch of noise.
A very small minority.
A very small minority. And, you know, they managed to rally people to their side.
Still a minority. The people they rallied to their side were still a minority.
You know, at the very least, if you're, you know, if you're a tax dodger and you speak out against the government or whatever, you're in good company, because so was Benjamin Franklin, so was Thomas Jefferson, so was James Madison.
But that's not going to, I mean, none of those points are going to make a difference on his family. I think it's important to point out
they
here.
Do.
No, they'll just say,
here's a very good important issue. You know, we were talking about, my whole family and I, we were talking about inflation. I didn't bring it up. They brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, I said, you know, I'm trying to give you a synopsis here. I said, look, I said, if somebody comes into your house and steals, let's say, 10% of your money and walks out, you're telling me that that's okay. And they're like, well, as long as I still have my 90%. I said, am I insane or are you insane?
No, I think a lot of people are brainwashed, and I think they've become complacent.
Right, and this is a problem that I encountered personally with my family. My father is more of a libertarian-leaning guy. In fact, he used to come to the Libertarian Party meetings down in Florida, and then he stopped, and I think it's because my mom, like, cracked down on him or something like that. He was weird. I was managing a campaign for a Libertarian candidate, and my dad was, like, behind the campaign, and then all of a sudden, a few weeks before the election, he pulls out and doesn't come to any meetings anymore, and then on election day, he told me he was voting for the Republican. And I said, well, what happened to your principles? And he didn't really have an excuse for me. I think basically my mom was going to turn off the sex or something like that.
Well,
but anyway,
there's no guarantee that that's in fact what he did. When he went to that voting booth, it was only him standing there.
Yeah, I understand that. But anyway, my point being that my mother could not handle talking about issues, talking about freedom and liberty. She couldn't handle it because I would always ask poignant questions that she couldn't really answer very well. I mean, if she were to answer the questions, it would have questioned her belief system and her paradigm and all of that, and she didn't want to question her belief system, so she would just refuse to answer the question, and then she would proceed to get upset about the fact that I asked her the question in the first place, and then she demanded that I not talk about those sorts of things with her, to which I said, okay, well, that's fine, then don't expect me to come around anymore. Because
would you say that your mom's a fearful person?
I don't really know how to answer that. I mean, was she afraid of answering my questions?
No,
yes.
Just fearful in general. Is she one who would be taken in by all this talk about, oh, the terrorists are going to come here
probably.
If we don't go and get them?
Yeah, she's a Republican. And
hey, Wayne?
Yes?
Do you have a significant other?
Yes, I do.
So all three of you basically have a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Can all three of you answer me this? Are you able to speak about these issues with your significant other?
Well, mine is Julia, so absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, his pretty much mirrors his beliefs. My wife's a Democrat in the sense that she, you know, if she's going to vote for one of the two major parties, she's going to vote for a Democrat. She sort of believes a great deal of libertarian principles and certainly believes a lot more of them now that she's had to live with me for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
She, on the other hand, emphatically does not believe that marijuana or any other drug should be legalized. So I'm sure she gets kind of tired of it, but, you know, she puts up with it, and I'm her husband.
What about you, Wayne?
Well, my wife's not terribly political, but she's with me on some things, and she thinks I'm a kook on others.
But we're not talking about wives necessarily. We're talking about your family, and it's a totally different situation.
Well, my girlfriend's dying from cancer, so she's not going to be here much longer. That's why I couldn't get up to Ed Brown to help him.
I see.
And as soon as she passes away, which the doctors told me she has anywhere between 2 to 3 months left.
Mm.
I'm packing up and I'm going to New Hampshire.
Good. Well, we're looking forward to having you here, and unfortunately we're out of time at this point, but thank you for the call, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Just a final comment on the issue of family not wanting to hear about this sort of thing. Fine.
That's right. Life is short.
Right. If they don't want to hear about it, don't spend your time with them, because if it's important to you to talk about these things, spend time talking to people that are at least receptive to your message. And in many cases, your family is going to be the most difficult set of prospects you'll ever come across. There's no doubt about it. To those of you that have receptive families, you're so lucky. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you?